might you not be predestined to find to be poor or rich, and couldn't you still look with the same detachment on that?
Well, but for whom is there poor or rich? Who has to look with attachment? It's back to the ego again.
See, the more afraid you are of being poor, the stronger the ego is. For the self, wealth and poverty are the same.
Mm-hmm.
So the more fear you have, the further away you are going from yourself. And, as the Lord said, it's pure gain. So worrying about it, it's not really altered. Not that you should not do anything about it, but realize who you are, who is rich and who is poor. When you reach a peace, it is beyond wealth and poverty. So whenever there's a fear of poverty, that's only the ego. And when there's the self, you're always rich. You know, so the biblical saying, consider the lilies of the field, and that's what that says. Why worry about clothing? Why? But of course, who can do that? But that's
the goal.
That's what it's saying.
The truth is, you can never suffer. Never. If you flow with the Dharma, you can never suffer. It's impossible.
But if you seem to be, then that's the ego suffering.
The ego suffering, you've got to work on yourself. If you change conditions, it's all good. As an example, if you think that your husband is giving you a hard time, and he's unemployed and he can't support you, so you say, I'll trade him in for another husband. But then when you get the other husband, you've got other problems. Because you're not resolved it in your own mind. It has to start and end with you. You can't change outside conditions. It only appears for a while that you can. But it always comes back again. The chickens always come home to roost. So wherever you go, wherever you run, you have to take yourself with you. And if you've got a poverty consciousness, wherever you go, you're going to experience poverty. So don't change anything, but work on yourself and see who you really are and what you really are. You'll never have to be concerned about poverty again.
It's like Jesus said, you know, seek the first the kingdom of God and all the things that you're asking for. It doesn't mean you don't do anything, but it's be like you're driving, it's just continuing on the last time that state because you've let go.
Well, because I haven't worked yet, and I've gotten disability and that's running out, so I'm trying. Now I'm going, well, should I use the mind thing of picturing myself healthy and able to work and all this business. That's just as down really to do that as you were just saying. It's another way that it's just temporary.
Yes.
I'm saying, okay, I'm going to picture myself well and I'm going to picture myself doing such and such.
The best you can do is to make yourself happy. The happiness will take care of everything else. Really be happy from the depths of your soul. Do not look at the conditions. Conditions change. But make yourself real happy. Because you're you. Not because you have something, but because you're you. Happiness has nothing to do with person, places, or things. If you can be happy, it'll change everything in your life.
But you don't turn on the switch if I come from fire.
Yes. But forget about the switch. Be yourself. and you'll know what to do. You did not come to this earth to suffer. You came here to find yourself and to be happy.